Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Rover Beach Christmas Parade. We're glad you're all here to watch us, and the parade is going to start right now. It's coming up there. We can see the police car. Oh, I'm Nan Fowler, and we're here with Sandy Lubin as announcers, and I'm going to let the rest of you introduce yourself. Bob?
Bob? Bob Quayle. Glad to be here.
Clint Wyrick, happy to be here too.
And Joe Knutson.
And those are our judges, so everybody has to look alive for them. I guess they better look alive for us too.
Immediately following the South County Holiday Parade, go to Ramona Garden Park to check out Santa's Workshop, Fine Art and Craft Fair. Visit Santa Claus and purchase handmade and homemade items from many local and very talented artisans. There will be something available for everyone on your holiday shopping list. The Five Cities Optimist Club will have delicious hot dog lunches, chips, and drinks for sale. The band Critical Mass will be playing live until 2 p.m. and the Pacific Horizon Chorus will sing a cappella holiday songs at 2:15. The South County Holiday Parade Award Ceremony will take place at noon. Students from Cal Poly's Experience Industry Management major will host a supervised children's play area to allow parents time to shop. Residents of Grover Beach, nominate your neighbor or yourself to earn bragging rights in your neighborhood for the Holiday of Lights contest. Preliminary judging will begin on Saturday, December 9th, and Sunday, December 10th. Final judging to take place on Thursday, December 14th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Awards. Categories are Simple Elegance Award, Mayor's Award, City Council Award, Commissioner's Award, and Best Theme Award. So let's show our holiday spirit by lighting up Grover Beach. Join us on Friday, December 7th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for our annual holiday tree lighting ceremony at Ramona Garden Park. Santa will be there to spread his holiday cheer during his visit and enjoy Coke, coffee, cookies, and caroling.
Starting with the Grover Beach Police Department's Chief, John Peters. He's driving a police Chevrolet Tahoe. The Grover Beach Police Department wants to wish everyone in the community a safe and merry holiday.
Please show your respect by standing and putting your hand over your heart as the Vandenberg Air Force Base Elite Honor Guard team leads the way for the rest of the parade. By law, veterans are allowed to salute the flag even if not in uniform. This allows for recognition of your service to our country. The Vandenberg Honor Guard team's primary mission is to provide final military honors to our nation's fallen sons and daughters. Their motto is duty, honor, and commitment.
Thank you, everybody. And now, please welcome the Grand Marshal of the 52nd annual holiday parade. This is Cynthia Glenn, driven by Sean Shore. Cynthia was one of the original organizers that planned the city's first parade in 1966. The committee held numerous fundraisers for the inaugural event, including bake sales and a craft fair. Cynthia, Sean, stop, we have to talk about her. Cynthia was selected as Grand Marshal based on her ongoing commitment with city functions, donations, and successful business operations. Originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, she recalls being a child of the Great Depression and walking to school in 4 feet of snow. She came to the Central Coast in 49 to visit her sister in Avila Beach. While here, she met Corman Glenn while he was on leave from the Navy during World War II. They soon married with $250 between them. Within a year, their first baby was born, and she began working as a teaching in elementary school, giving dance lessons, and volunteering with Cub Scouts. She was secretary of the Ladies Veterans Auxiliary and treasurer for Grover City Civic Association. One of the main projects completed by this group was the fundraising, purchase, and installation of the large decorative three-tiered fountain placed at the entrance of Grover Beach on West Grand Avenue and Highway 1. In 1968, Mr. and Mrs. Glenn purchased the home of former Grover City Police Fire Chief Jim Harner and converted it to the dress shop, which Cynthia had had for years. It opened in 69 with her own line of clothing, and she's been sewing since she was 5 years old, made patterns, modeled, and designed her own clothing. The store closed earlier this year after being in business for over 50 years. She is now on to her new adventure of writing a book about Grover Beach. Cynthia, you've been a blessing to our community. Thank you.
The Exchange Club members are handing out American flags. Members of the Exchange are assisted by banner carrier from the Cub Scout Pack 13. The Cubs' main goal is prevention of child abuse. Wave your flag in support of their Give a Kid a Flag Wave program. And we have someone in this car. Kacho. Kacho Shagian.
Hi, Kacho. We're always glad to see you in the parade. Wow, look at those kids coming. You think they'll give us any candy, Sandy? Oh, it's a flag. We can't eat that. Hello, Emily. We're glad to see you walking in the parade. And Sandy, look at all our workers.
Emily.
Hello, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Sandy. Oh, Cheryl, hi. Wow, look, wow, my goodness, look at all the people helping out. Wonderful. Hey, Lynn. Whoops, dropped the flag there. We got flags, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Hi. Okay. Oh, the Civil Air Patrol Bob Beavers Composite Squadron 103, located at Camp San Luis. The Civil Air Patrol, the auxiliary of the United States Air Force, is made up of both cadet and adult volunteers serving their community. You can assist and become a member, and you don't have to be a pilot to join. Here's Wesker. Hi.
All right. ResCare, the Learning Center. The Learning Center, common purpose to impact communities for the better, creating optimal environments for people in need of assistance through the attentive and quality service principles so they can live their best life. ResCare, the Learning Center. Thank you for being here.
That's a pretty good people there. They worked hard on that. And now here comes Grover Tool and Rental showcasing the Grover Beach Parks Rec and Beautification Commissions. The Grover Beach Parks Rec and Beautification Commission members are volunteers that provide recommendations to the City Council on topics related to parks, recreation programs, and beautification efforts within the city. members include Chairperson Walt French, Vice Chair Cindy Price, Commissioners Chris Long, Paul Press, and Jerry Pastor, the Parks and Rec Department. Throwing the hats out.
Toss the hat. Go ahead.
Thank you, everybody, for all the work you do. That's great. Good.
Right here we have Judkins Middle School Color Guard introducing the Judkins Middle School Band and Color Guard led by drum major Talia Kahn and band director Colin Dean. The band will be performing a medley of the songs Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Jingle Bell Rock, and a few more surprises. Give it up for the Judkins Middle School Band. Very good job, guys. Thank you.
Okay, next we have serving the communities of Arroyo Grande, Glover Beach, and Oceano with a population of over 38,000. The Five Cities Fire Authority responds to emergency calls for service from three fire stations. Five Cities Fire Engine 2 is a 215 Pierce Arrow XT Type 1 fire engine. It has a 500-gallon water tank with pumping capacity, ground ladders, rescue tools, and much more. Engine 2 is driven by fire captain and communication officer Carl Brandt. All of the staff of the Five Cities Fire Authority wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please drive safely, and if you drink, please do so responsibly.
We have the Five Cities Optimist Club and Junior Optimist Club. You're sure to see cheerful, smiling faces from this group. The Five Cities Optimist Club, with their motto, bring out the best in kids. They reach out to help children both near and far in that spirit. This club sponsors local and regional youth programs, as well as having some international outreach projects. They are joined by members of the Junior Optimist Club from Judkins Middle School, sharing sweet holiday cheer. Visit their hot dog booth at Ramona Park after the parade. Extra happy holidays from the Five Cities Optimist Club.
And now we have Shadow Mountain Central Coast invite you to their Christmas Eve candlelight service on December 24th at 5 p.m. Come and visit us at our new campus on the corner of Grand and 9th Street. Enjoy the teaching every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. of Dr. David Jeremiah, who is considered one of the America's leading Bible teachers and a New York Times bestselling author. Lastly, enjoy a free gift this holiday season as the Shadow Mountain team hands out a complimentary tote, including gifts for the kids. Shadow Mountain. They did a good job there. Okay.
Relay for Life. Of five cities. The five cities Relay for Life will be April 6th at Dinosaur Caves Park in Pismo Beach from 10:30 to 9 p.m. Come out and join us while we celebrate our cancer survivors and caregivers. We will have music, games, food, and vendors. Everyone is invited to come out and join us while we raise money for the American Cancer Society. We wish you all a very merry holiday. Relay for Life of five cities.
And there is Linda Bleek and her pink Cadillac. Look at that. Thank you, Linda, for always working so hard for Relay for Life. That's wonderful. Okay, and then we have another wonderful group, the Boys and Girls Club. Whether kids dream of becoming a ballerina, an astronaut, or an all-star athlete, your local Boys and Girls Club of South San Luis Obispo can help them become their dream by providing a safe, fun experience through which young people can reach their full potential as productive, caring, responsible citizens. The real strength of our club is the caring, trained, trustworthy youth development professionals who mentor kids and teens every day. Please call 805-481-7339 to schedule a tour of our club and learn more about what we are doing to prove every kid has what it takes. When school's out, clubs are in. The Boys and Girls Club.
Burke and Pace Lumber, your local lumber dealer, since, I can't read it, 1958, generations of family and staff to help you with your building and remodeling needs, spreading gingerbread dreams and cheers to the community for 60 years.
You notice when a beautiful kisses, girl kisses on him, he can't
talk.
Yeah,
it blew my whole mind. I just couldn't handle it.
Nice to see you. Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas. That's great. Hi, Sally. Hi, Michael. Everybody's up
there. Hi, Scott.
There you go, Scott, working. Pretty good sign up there. Good. Okay, we got to get back to work here.
Merry Christmas, Dave.
Okay, next we have Campfire. Central Coast has served youth and families in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties for over 80 years and helps our local youth develop life skills while making new friends and serving our local community. Our Camp Natoma Summer Camp program provides youth an opportunity to sleep under the stars and participate in outdoor activities including archery, swimming, hiking, arts and crafts, music, nature exploration, team building, and more. Happy holidays from Campfire. Isn't that nice? They work hard, good. Okay. Number 18. Oh, this is me. Riding in his custom restored 1966 Playboy Dune Buggy is Bart Pearson, Captain Bart of the Five Cities Fire Authority, with his sidekicks, niece Lily and Sammy, and 2-year-old grandson Tucker, riding in his very first parade. Tucker's in, oh, he's got his dog there too. Happy holidays from Grandpa Gingerbread and Sugar Plum.
And right behind them, we have Michael Zimmerman, 40-year celebration of law practice. This is attorney Michael Zimmerman with his wife Joan and some of his children and grandchildren, along with other friends, employees, and their families, celebrating Mike's 40 years of helping people in the community with their wills, trusts, estate planning, Medi-Cal planning for elders, and probate needs.
pretty nice quote there.
Michael Zimmerman, they wish you all a merry holiday and a year filled with peace, joy, and prosperity. Michael.
And then we have the RTA, the South County Transit. They serve the county of San Luis Obispo, and South County Transit serves the five cities, including Gower Beach. Riding the bus is a great way to save money. Wow, they got it filled up. It's better for the environment, and it helps reduce traffic. Come ride the bus with us today. Everybody, they filled the whole bus. At least on this side. No, I said that.
And here comes the YMCA South County. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the gingerbread house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The little gingerbread children were snug in their beds while visions of gingerbread toys danced in their heads. Happy holidays from the YMCA South County Preschool.
The next one is A Step to Heaven. Up next is Step to Heaven, a nonprofit international organization. Boy, are they loud. Good for you. Merry Christmas. The next to seven, the nonprofit international organization is focused on protecting what is the least protected, homeless, the sick, and animals receive donations from different types, including clothes, books, accessories, and more. We sell them, and the money collected is then used for those in need. Some funds are sent to the homeless shelters in Tijuana, Mexico. A Step to Heaven has spayed and neutered approximately 1,000 cats and dogs who roam the streets of Mexico. We not only do this, but we make sure that those homeless animals can find their forever home. A Step to Heaven wishes you all a very peaceful and joyful holiday season.
And here we have a crowd. Fairgrove Elementary. The Fairgrove Falcons are having gingerbread dreams this holiday season. We hope you all have a joyous time with your family and friends this year. We wish you peace and joy in the coming year. Happy holidays from Fairgrove Elementary.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect.
You are. Very well. Good job.
Hi, everybody. Merry Christmas, all you kids. You gingerbread kids. Whoop, look at me. Thank you.
Here comes Grover Beach Elementary School. An authentic, authorized international baccalaureate world school. Grover Beach Elementary School promotes a community of learning that welcomes and encourages curiosity and multiple perspectives through a local, global focus. Their program challenges and inspires students to discover their role as active participants in a rapidly changing world. They are here to show their gopher spirit and even more gopher pride. Grover Beach Elementary, International Baccalaureate School.
Well, they're an energetic bunch. All right. Thank you for coming in. Oh, there you go. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
All right. And here comes the Grover Beach City Council. Mayor Scholes and Council Members Jeff Lee, Miriam Shaw, Barbara Nichols, and Debbie Peterson welcome you to the 52nd Holiday Parade. The Council makes decisions, establishes policies, and enacts laws on behalf of the voters for the betterment of the city. On behalf of the Grover Beach City Council, we'd like to wish everyone a very happy holiday and joyous new year. Thank you to all of you. It's wonderful to see you out and all the hard work you do. Well, maybe not all of you. That's right, Chris.
You again.
Oh, here's the Five Cities cheer. It's time for the Five Cities Youth Cheerleaders. They cheer loud and proud for their football players. They work hard, but also have lots of fun. You can find information online at Five Cities Youth Football and Cheer. They wish everyone a very happy holiday.
This is Junior Garcia, Century 21. Are you ready to own the home of your gingerbread dreams? J.R. Garcia, pronounced J.R. Garcia, at Century 21, Hometown Realty specializes in representing buyers and sellers all over California and can make your dreams of home ownership on the Central Coast a reality. This holiday season, from his family to yours, he would like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year. And remember, keep following your gingerbread dreams.
Good. And here are the Girl Scouts of California's Central Coast. The troops have interpreted the gingerbread beams, dreams theme in their own creative way. Girl Scouts is committed to making Girl Scouting available to girls in ways that impact their lives both now and into the future. Girls from kindergarten through high school participate with their troop in a variety of leadership, outdoor skills, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Based on programs and events provided girls with opportunities to learn and explore in fun and informative ways. Our Central Coast Girl Scout Council wants to wish everyone a happy holiday.
Lemus Feed and Pet Supply was started in 1972 by Mike Lemus. The goal then was to help people with their pets, the same as it is today. For the last 46 years, they have been honored to serve you from Paso to Carpinteria and bring you the best for your pet. After all, your pets are family too. All the Lemus Feed and Pet Supply employees, their families, and of course their pets, are proud to be part of the Five Cities community. Merry Christmas, and thank you for over four decades of trust. And remember, if your pets could talk, they'd say, Lemos.
That little truck. Lemus, we have the award-winning Five Cities Twirlers. Their kids ranging from the ages of 5 to 13 and are led by Coach Alexei Brewer. The Five Cities Twirlers would like to wish their community a very happy holiday.
Happy holidays from the Paulding Middle School Band and Color Guard, the Marching Patriots. The group features the immediate and advanced bands under musical director Mr. Sam Kirby and the Color Guard under the direction of Ms. Jana Makowitz. The drum major is Emily Guerrero. Enjoy the holiday season as the group performs Sleigh Ride and Frosty the Snowman. again, the drum major is Emily Guerrero. Enjoy the holiday season as the group performs Sleigh Ride and Frosty the Snowman. Paul Dean Mitchell Middle School Marching Patriots. Thank you, Paul Dean.
Enjoy the bands. Oh, and here we have more kids, Grover Heights Elementary. Whoa, and they're loud. Grover Heights Elementary gingerbread boys and girls are having a blast this morning. They absolutely love attending school and an inclusive and safe environment. Grover Heights provides a high standard of academic instruction that promotes a growth mindset and challenges every student to be future ready. Happy holidays from the students and faculty of Grover Heights Elementary. Oh, look at this. Hey there. Cool. Thank you.
And right behind them, we have the Sand Outlaws. We are a local off-road club with family-friendly outings. We want to remind you to keep our beaches clean. Pack it in, pick it out. Pack it out. This will keep our beaches open for generations to come. Happy holidays from the Sand Outlaws.
More candy than we need. Must be candy. Yeah, well, pass it out. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna wait for him to come a little closer so we can see what we're doing with him. Performing Arts coming up here. Yeah, good. Don't miss the Studio of Performing Arts production of Grinch, December 8th at the Clark Center. The studio has been a staple in our community for over 20 years and continues to instruct and entertain all year long. Happy holidays from the Studio of Performing Arts. Yeah. Okay, December 8th, The Grinch at the Clark Center. And look at those costumes. I think The Grinch is driving the truck or the car. Look at those kids dancing. Looking good, kids. Good for you.
And here we have United Mustangs. We are United Mustangs of America. 47,000 wild horses have lost their freedom and remain in government holding corrals in 10 western states. Our mission is to create homes for these Mustangs. We adopt them from the BLM and train them ourselves. Our coach, Monica Oquaz, is dedicated to our development in horsemanship. She believes that learning how to train wild horses makes great horsemen. Today, we proudly present to you our rescued Mustangs. These lucky horses are a few that have found a home. If you love horses, come see the Mustangs.
Wow. And Merry Christmas from the team at Dimes Central Coast, which includes Wild 106.1, 95.3 The Beach, Alternative 100.9, B985, and KPIG Start your day on Wild 106.1 with JoJo Lopez, on Alt 100.9 with Hammer, and with Bob and Tom on 95.3 The Beach.
Here come Scotties, Angus, Beatrice, Iggy, another Angus, Nikki Ruby, Maggie, Molly, Zoe, and Luna. They are accompanied by their human families and friends. Central Coast Scottish Terrier Club. Okay. Welcome home, military. Welcome Home Military Heroes is a local organization that inspires and builds an active group of members who are serving their communities by spreading the power of appreciation and welcoming home all our military heroes, past and present. In the last 8 years, they have been busy over 1,200 welcome homes in San Luis County and Santa Barbara County, 200 plus flag lines for veteran funerals, honor flights, military oaks, Hampshire, amazing surf adventures, and other veteran-related events. 200-plus care packages, plus Titanburg of helping soldiers in the desert, is now a partner with the Welcome Home Military Heroes Operation. Veteran Angel, tree project for the last 2 years. Melissa Anderson, Patriot Fund, veterinarian, luncheon every November for the last 4 years. Folks, please rise to honor the veterans as they go by. The success of their missions are folks in their group. Welcome home guard riders from Post 66 and Post 136, plus other various chapters in SLO and Santa Barbara counties. From welcome home events to flag lines or escorts of our veterans, the American Legion and Patriot Guard riders are an important part of the welcome home group. The American Legion is the nation's largest wartime veteran service organization committed to mentoring youth and sponsorship of wholesome programs in our communities, advocating patriotism, honor, promoting strong national security, and continued devotion to our fellow service members and veterans in the sidecar motorcycle. We have Korean veteran Frank Andrews. Central Coast Convoy has joined the Welcome Home Military Heroes today. Frank Simon is driving a 1941 WC4 that is half-ton, four-wheel drive, open cab pickup with a winch. Bob Amaral is driving a W2 Jeep, World War II Jeep. Riding with them is World War II United States Navy veteran Frosty Frost. Welcome Home Military Heroes is happy to present the Battlin' Bettys, California platoon group. Everyone wave to the Battlin' Bettys. Now we have the Welcome Home Heroes trucks and Segway truck numbers one in the green Welcome Home. I missed those. There's too much to read. Welcome Home Military. We're really proud of you. And I am a member. Oh, that is interesting.
I'm not even touching that. Let's see. Is this the Soto family coming up here for you
now? I'm with you.
That's part of that.
The Soto family are horse-loving folks that have been riding since birth. They're active members of the community and volunteer all over the county.
Merry Christmas. Should I say Feliz Navidad? Yeah. And here comes Santa's Secret Service. Grover Beach United is a local nonprofit organization that concentrates on giving back to our beautiful beach community. Every Labor Day weekend, they host the Grover Beach United All-Vehicle Auto Show at Ramona Park, and 2019 will be their sixth annual. If you are interested in entering a vehicle, bring a vendor, or being a vendor, or even volunteering to make next year another success, you can find Tom and Amy Ryder down at Mongo's and Three Fat Guys Diner. Happy holidays from Grover Beach United. That's a big car.
And here he is. Here's what we've all been waiting for. Santa Claus is being chauffeured by Sean Schur of Schur Mortgage and Roy Grandy, with Sean driving his very own fire truck. Sean gets around, doesn't he?
Wasn't he at the beginning of the parade?
Yeah, he started the parade with the Grand Marshal. Santa is accompanied by his elves. They all wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season. Don't forget to follow Santa to Ramona Garden Park Center at the corner of 10th Street and Ramona Avenue, one block north of Grand Avenue. There you will find food, drink, a supervised children's craft and play area, and about 25 vendors with wonderful handmade gifts for everyone on your holiday shopping list. The parade award ceremony will take place at noon, and Santa will be there on and off throughout the afternoon to visit with children. Bring your lawn chairs because the band Critical Mass will be playing from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and the Pacific Horizon Chorus will sing a cappella holiday songs.
Bye,
have a
Santa.
Safe and enjoyable holiday season from the city of Grover Beach and Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to Santa Claus and Merry Christmas, Grover Beach.
Thank you all for attending. It was a wonderful day for a parade.
And the weather held for us. I thought you were driving.
Oh, they wouldn't let him drive his own truck. Good for you. Thank you, everybody.
Walk on the street.